everybody. It's your guy KP, and you are tuning in to Black Alt Radio on Anchor.fm. Yes, and today's topic, we are going to get into the 11 approaches to writing killer lyrics. That's going to be our topic today. Y'all stay tuned. We about to get into it. Let's go! What's up, everybody? It's your guy KP. Thanks for tuning in to Black Alt Radio on Anchor.fm. Yes, yes, y'all, I am back again doing podcasts every Wednesday and Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So you guys go ahead and tune in when I talk about topics like music marketing, approaches to songwriting, and all that other cool stuff. So you guys want to get more into this type of stuff, let me know, subscribe, hit me up on messages and all that other cool shit, man. So you know what, we're gonna go ahead and get into this right now. So the 11 approaches to writing killer lyrics. So to everybody who wants to know, as you guys know, I am a lyric writer. I used to be a metal vocalist for 20 years, and now I'm actually switching to jazz. And I also picked up drums and congas in jazz too. So I'm getting into, like I said, jazz, but I'm also adding in soul music. So I'm going to be doing a lot of soul singing and jazz and soul singing, I should say. So it's going to be incorporated into my sound, as well as the little bit of the metal, because that's just something that I do. So within my beat, with being a songwriter, I realized, and also being a lyric writer, is that I realized something, that you're going to approach it a certain way, and you're going to have your own style. So these 11 approaches that I decided to put together are from a personal experience, and from also tips from other vocalists out there as well. So let's go ahead and get into that. Right now, y'all ready? Let's do it. Okay, so tip number one, write what you feel. No matter what anyone says, it's important for you as a vocalist to write what you feel. Why? Because, you know, number one, it's important to write what you feel, because these are your feelings. That's why. Whatever it is you're feeling, no matter what, you definitely need to write that out, right? It's important to do so. Another thing, and what makes it important to do so, is because when you write what you're feeling, it's authentic. The audience, the people who are receiving the lyrics that you're writing, they get a better understanding of who you are and what you're feeling. And a lot of them may feel the same way. So always think of it that way. When you're writing, you want to write what you feel, straight up. So that's number one, write what you feel. Number two, the approach is study your influences and study outside of your influences. So that means if you're a person that guys, just like I explained about myself, I was in the metal for 20 years, and now I'm starting to get into jazz and soul. So I'm studying outside of my influences, but at the same time, they are still within, because I've always liked jazz and soul. So, you know, it's not like one of those things where it's me exploring outside, but at the same time, from a songwriter's perspective, I am. So that's something that I feel like that is very important, is that I'm also going outside, but at the same time, I'm going outside of the element of what jazz and soul is, even though I think that there are a lot of dark lyrics in jazz and soul, but my approach is going to be a lot different than what the approach is in some jazz and soul lyrics, okay? So that's number two. Study your influences and study outside of your influences. So again, if you're listening to someone like listen to a band like Cannibal Corpse, you know, that's okay, but also listen to some Miles Davis or listen to some Dee Dee Bridgewater, right? So that's kind of going out of the box, but at the same time, that's the same thing you want to really do. All right, so number three is find your voice and style and embrace it, okay? A lot of times we as vocalists try to be have a certain voice. Like we try to sing out of our range, out of our vocal range and things like that. And we also try to emulate a style that's not us, right? I'm just as guilty of it, but at the same time, I've always tried to be my authentic self. But then there were things about me that I didn't embrace about me. So it cost me in the long run, but now I'm learning to embrace it. And I think it's very important to do so and embrace a certain style that you have, right? Those things are important. So it's like, for me, I do write dark lyrics with a message, but also I write good time lyrics, like, you know, time, you know, to have a drink or have sex. Like, seriously, I do write some things like that, but overall I write really dark message stuff with a political message, and it's really dark, or it's dealing with racial issues. So instead of me always trying to go outside of that and trying to fight that, and that's what I did before when I was in the last band I was in, I tried to fight that whole thing and tried to go outside of how I wrote. And then I realized, no, this is just how I write, right? And then I also tried to do it again here with getting into jazz and soul. But I realized, this is just how I write. So that's another thing. Embrace who you are. That's one of the most important things, I think. Find your voice, and also the voice thing. With me, I can hit high notes in those things, but that's cool, and I do it to practice. But my main voice is being a baritone. So I learned to embrace that baritone voice. The Luther Vandross and the Michael Ackerfelds and stuff like that. Those are the guys I embrace. The Eddie Vedder, you know what I'm saying? Because that's my voice. I have a baritone voice. So embrace that, all right? Number four, record and write all ideas. No matter what, even if it's a short lyric, if it's just one lyric, if it's dope, record it, write it down, because then you can build off of it. You don't always have to write a complete song to consider yourself a lyricist or a dope lyricist, right? Or write killer lyrics. You can write that one thing because it might be a hook, right? Which I'm going to get into as we're going into this topic. So record and write all ideas, choruses, verses, one-liners, hooks, all that. Write them down, all right, and record them, okay? That is very important. I don't care what anyone says, anybody tells you, and even I've been told this myself, because there are times that I didn't write things down, and one of my bandmates would get on my ass about writing the stuff down. He was right. Write it down. Okay, write your shit down. Write all ideas, no matter what. Write them down and record them, okay? That's number four. Number five. I think a lot of us do this, so I'm really going to stress this one. Number five, completed lyrics are completed songs, all right? So that means go ahead and create the music for them. Create the music behind it. Get the sound down for that song. We have a tendency to write lyrics and then we don't realize that that's the song. When you write it from start to finish, like you got the full chorus, you got full verses in there or whatever, and then it's finished. That's a finished song. So guess what, guys? That's one of the biggest advantages I feel that we as lyric writers have over everyone else in the music scene or in the music industry or business, is that when you write a full song, when you write lyrics and then you finish it, it's finished. So go ahead and start putting your music behind it. If you're not an instrumentalist, check out some software that can get your music out there. Or, you know, develop a really cool relationship with people who are musicians, who are instrumentalists, and get your stuff recorded and get production. You know, if you can't do self-producing, if you don't know how to produce yourself, then there's also like Chris Bradley, who does the Produce Like a Boss. Learn how to record yourself and be able to get your music out there. But definitely, like I said, completed lyrics are songs. All right, so start putting that stuff together. Okay, number six, you are a storyteller. Remember that when you are writing, you're telling a story. Your story is so important to people, okay? Especially to your listeners. They're gravitating towards the music because of the story that you tell. And you can do that in both forms. You can do that in the form of how you represent your brand as far as when you write in a bio and writing it in your lyrics, right? Spoken word, hooks, all those things, being a storyteller, you're bringing in people to listen to what you have to say. So remember, you are a storyteller. People are wanting to know, through your music, they get to know you. So always remember, you are a storyteller. Which brings me to number seven. Write dope ass hooks, okay? If you are one of those people, and I'm gonna say this even to people I'm not gonna say people, but even to instrumentalists or music listeners who are into instrumental bands, like Animals and Leader and stuff like that. If you're into that stuff, then you still have to get hooked in. And that's the one thing about Tolson and Javier and Matt and those guys, they write really killer hooks, even though they don't put lyrics behind it. And that's a very important thing. If you're going to write lyrics, if you're going to write guitar riffs, if you're going to write drum beats, bass lines, if you're going to write these things, you have to write them with killer. You got to have good ass, dope ass hooks. Okay. That's number seven. Number eight, write memorable verses and choruses. Okay. You want people to remember your lyrics. You want people to be able to hum your verse. You want people to hum your chorus. You want people to remember that stuff, right? Even if it's a guitar riff, if it's a lead guitar solo, if I can whistle that tune, that means it's memorable, okay? And always remember that. Writing killer lyrics, you have to be memorable. Memorable verses and choruses. I remember wrote a song for, and it got on KASW, and people started chanting the song because the hook was killer, right? That was the first time that's ever happened, and it was like, that's so cool. So think about that. When you're writing, write killer, and the song was called As My Angel Kills with Beyond Theory, for those of y'all who didn't know. But when I wrote As My Angel Kills, it was the way the hook came in. As my angel kills, as my angel kills, right? It was that hook right there. And people were really drawn into that. And they would chant it when they would hear that song. Even after I got out of the band and someone else started singing it, they chanted that part, right? Because it was memorable. So that's something you always remember. Write memorable verses and choruses. Number nine. Technicality without feel ends up becoming meaningless. Now I'm going to say this in defense because there are certain bands, and one of them I just mentioned is technical. Like you say, Obscura and Animals as Leaders are tech as fuck, but they have feel. Same with Tech N9ne. And I'm saying this because there was an argument, and it's an argument from Lord Jamar about Eminem. And one of the things that he said in this argument is Eminem is one of the best technical rappers in the game. Probably the best. But does he have the feel? Does he have soul? That's the question that Lord Jamar, in fact, Lord Jamar said he doesn't, to him, he doesn't have soul. He feels like white rappers such as R.A. the Rugged Man and Vinny Paz has more soul than Eminem. So he wasn't really, for those of you who follow that whole thing with Lord Jamar and Eminem, if you actually listen to him say, that's what he said. Because it wasn't so much about Eminem being white. It was like, it's more just, it has something to do with him being white, but it's also the fact that he said he doesn't have the soul that those rappers had, right? And again, I'm gonna say Tech N9ne is one of those rappers who has great technicality, but he has a lot of soul. He has a lot of feel to his music. Now, many people may say Eminem has some soul and feel, which I think he does too in certain degrees. But at the same time, that argument can remain valid when it comes to one's opinion on music, right? And number 10, number 10, seek honest yet constructive critique from someone who is a fellow lyricist and whom you respect and who respects your craft. All right? That person is someone who is, you may consider that's good. They don't always have to be a famous person. You don't always have to know a famous person to know a good lyricist, right? Or good lyric writer. Get someone who you feel you have a lot of respect for, right? And get their critique on your lyrics. Get honest and honest yet constructive critique from someone who is a fellow lyricist. Get that critique from that person, right? And if they respect what you do, they're going to give you an honest opinion. If something sounds whack, they're going to tell you, this ain't too dope. I ain't feeling this, right? They're going to tell you that. So you have to be able to, the thing is that you have to be able to bear it and be like, all right, I'm going to listen to this person because you have that type of respect for them, right? So you have to be, but at the same time, there's a difference between critique and criticism, right? Critique is where you're giving an analysis on what they can do or what they do good, what they can improve on, right? Criticism is where they just shoot you down and then don't give you any positive feedback or give you any solutions to help you get better at what you are passionate about doing or getting working at a skill, right? They just shoot you down. Those are the type of people you don't want to have in your circle. You don't want those people. You want people who can critique, not criticize. All right? And someone who respects your craft and they respect you too, right? And you respect them as well. You got mutual respect for each other. So that's something I feel is very important, to get with somebody who's a peer and they're on that same level as you are as far as the passion and creativity and being able is being writers, right? That's very important. Okay? Last but not least, number 11 is be consistent. And instead of me saying don't give up, I'm going to say this. Don't say it's over until it's over. Okay? What I mean by that is don't say that, oh, my career's over until you can no longer do it. If you're still breathing, if you still can sit down and write, your career's not over. If you can still write and you still have a brain, your career, listen to me good, your career is not over. Okay? It's not. And for those of you who think that, honestly, You need to stop thinking that way. Your career is not over. Period. So if you got killer songs and you got whatever genre you're into, country, rap, rock, jazz, hip hop, polka, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Whichever genre you're in, if you have good music, if you feel you have the good, you got good music, and you feel like you can compete with the rest of them out there, then you know what? Go ahead. Do your thing. And I'm saying that with a pure encouragement. Like, that's what I have to do, man. It's like, just get out there and do it and shit, man. Don't worry about the criticism. Don't worry about the, you know, like I said, if the people are out there criticizing, get them the fuck out of your life. Don't worry about them. But if you really have the passion, don't say it's over until it's over. Until you are physically incapable of being, of writing. Don't say it's over. Okay? And don't believe it's over. Because once you actually, when you say it, then you believe it. But don't say it's over until it is over. Got it? Well, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, you guys. I just want to share those 11 approaches to writing killer lyrics. All right? If you guys like my channel, go ahead, subscribe, please. Go ahead and like it. Go ahead and share these episodes. If you share the episodes, it helps me get paid and put some money in my pocket so I can go and do more things, like put out my music, which I want to put out my album April 13th on 2021. I want to really put my album out, Sex, Drums, and Cannabis. I was thinking about putting it just an instrumental, but I'm going to go ahead and put lyrics to that joker, man. Why not? I got some really cool ones. So, yo, I would love for you guys to just go ahead again, share, like, share these episodes, share them, man, share the fuck out of them, all right, man? If you guys can give me at least 500 to 1,000, get me some serious numbers on here, I get paid, I can start getting things together, start getting this music out there to you guys, get some merch out there, I can start really doing some cool shit. So, yo, do that for me, y'all. One love. I appreciate y'all. Y'all can check me out on Instagram. I got gonna have some new YouTube videos coming up. I think I'm probably gonna post this up there. I'm probably gonna do that. So anyway, check me out on LinkedIn. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram. I got a Twitter account. I'm gonna have a website up soon. I love you guys, man. Check out I got my business starting, Changing Novelty Music and Entertainment. You guys, I'm gonna have music out soon. I really want you guys to be in tune with me. Remember, Wednesdays and Sundays, 3 p.m. Pacific time, I'm gonna be on air. So you guys, man, tune in. One love, and this is your man KP on Black Alt Radio, and I'm out. Peace.